So you don't think this is part of a larger U.S. pressure campaign on Maduro, or is that, could it be both?
Well, it could be both. I think definitely, from what I can see, we're kind of in unprecedented territory. So it can be both. But the authorities used today were congressionally mandated authorities. This ship was sanctioned under Iranian-related authorities. There was a warrant by U.S. federal court. So this seems to have been done as you would want something like this to be done legally, with authorization from independent branches of government, in this case, the judicial branch. Again, we've done this. We did one in 2023, a ship called the Suez Rajan. We seized. The oil was then forfeited by a U.S. federal court. It becomes property of the U.S. government. That seems to be what's happening here. Now, I would want to see over the coming days and weeks, are we seizing every ship that comes out of Venezuela under other authorities or questionable authorities or no authorities? But in this case, with this ship, with this network, part of a vast ghost fleet, Anderson, there's about 1,000 of these ships, Iranian, Russian, and Venezuelan, that is kind of a cat and mouse game that goes on all around the world.